1-2, 1-2, 1-2. So, Paul, first of all then, in terms of injury, how are you looking ahead of this trip to Bristol?
As we were for last week's game with Sheffield United, really. Drew Talbot and Sam Heard are obviously two, what you'd say, longer term, you know, but they're coming along really well now, which is really pleasing. So, again, we've got a fantastic squad to pick from.
Do you have an indication yet about Talbot and Heard as to when they may well be able to at least step up their rehab and potentially be back involved?
I think looking at the middle to the end of November, really, I think that was more or less the date through about. So, you know, we certainly don't put anyone under pressure, and you know, the lads are dead keen to get back in the side and to help us in what we're trying to do, because they're both great lads, aren't they? So, you know, they'll be fit when they're fit.
In terms of Doyle, obviously, he picked up a hamstring injury, so whipping him off obviously proved to be a good decision because he's okay this weekend.
Yeah, Owen's fine. He's trained well this morning. He's had a couple of different days for Owen because he's very, very rarely injured, Owen Touchwood. You know, he's a fantastic trainer. You know, he doesn't like missing a day's training. I think that's the first day on Monday that he's probably missed since he's been at the club. You know, so he's been bright this morning. And as of all the lads, so just looking forward to the game.
Just on Doyle, I mean, clearly he's having a wonderful season to date. To have a player like that at your disposal, I mean, it must be a great fillip to have him and see him playing the way he's playing right now.
He's been at my disposal for 16 months. He hasn't been at my disposal for the last month. So, we haven't just bought someone, have we?
No, but his form recently has been exceptional, hasn't it?
His form since he came to the club has been exceptional. I don't buy into all the, you know, different stuff. That's for medias and different stuff. Owen's been with us for a long time now. And like the rest of the squad, he works hard. And when you work hard, you get your rewards. So, Owen's certainly getting rewards at the minute, but you know, people will judge him as how different a player he is this season. Nothing could be further from the truth. He's exactly the same player he is today as he was last year. You know, he's just doing okay. So, you know, we've always been pleased with Owen. It's never been a case where it's been anything different. So, you know, while he takes a few plaudits, I suppose that's the way it is.
I suppose perhaps the attention's different because he's doing it at a higher level this time around.
Maybe a League One club should have signed him last year instead of playing in League Two. Football's football. It's about how teams set up against you, and you get embroiled in a million different conversations. Owen was signed here because we have belief in him, like the rest of the squad. So while Owen takes the plaudits, I think it's right that we speak about the team and, you know, the other lads and how well everybody's doing. You know, we don't like to single people out here because I don't really believe that's the way forward. Mm.
In terms of that, then, I mean, obviously he's the goals are rattling in for him right now. Then it's about everybody else and perhaps being inspired by that to try and get on the goals trail themselves.
I think if you shut your eyes and you look at the criticisms we had last year, was due to the fact that we couldn't break down defences. This year we're playing games that are a lot more open, but we're playing them with the same players. So if we drop back into League Two now, we might have to take some criticism again, might we? But obviously people think we've cracked it now that we're this great team that's improved, and that we aren't. The same players who just come in of a Monday to Friday, they work very hard. On a Saturday, they go out and do the best. And obviously when you get two teams who want to engage in a football game, hence Owen Doyle scores goals and you see more action in a game and people go home saying how good the games are now. When we're trying to do exactly the same things now as we have been since I come in the club. So for me, nothing changes. You know, last year I had to deal with yourselves asking me about why wasn't I picking certain players. Now all of a sudden everyone's cracked it.
Would you not accept though that, you know, the lads are doing it at a better level? You're playing against better teams right now.
No, I'd accept that you should ask me different questions. Right. Would that not be valid?
Well, I mean, some of the criticisms you got last year, we agreed with you that it was unfair at the time, but they're criticisms that your supporters had. I mean, time has moved on from that. Everyone's happy with how the team are playing right now.
I don't grasp what you're saying. The team is doing the same. We play the same formations. We play the same style of football since I've come in. But last year, you were questioning why wasn't I playing Sam Togwell at one time, he's asked me, when I'd gone a couple of games without defeat. So sometimes I think you should just relax and give managers a break, shouldn't you? That's my general impression of it. Because nowadays, managers come under pressure after 2 and 3 games because the team hasn't scored. When we come back from Fleetwood after going 2 games without scoring, everyone wondered where we'd get a goal from. I have to live with that. That's the nature of the game. What I always do is speak about the confidence I have in the players, yet I find myself reiterating them conversations in interview after interview. Just gets a bit tedious for me at times, that's all.
So Bristol City as a challenge then.
That was a good change to the conversation.
Well, I'm trying to conduct an interview, so Bristol City...
You, you're asking me questions that, like, you've spent 10 minutes speaking about not Bristol City. So I don't know what you're saying. You're trying to conduct an interview about what?
Well, I'm trying to conduct an interview about a lot of things to do with Chesterfield Football Club, and a lot of that at the minute is about success, isn't it?
So last year when you were asking some very difficult questions to me, what was we doing at that time?
Well, we were talking about the issues that the fans felt were important at this time last year, or whenever during last season.
So obviously the fans feel that Owen Doyle's a different player now today.
Well, I mean, they're delighted with his form and he's getting recognition because of that.
Okay. Sorry, you're saying about Bristol City then, yeah?
Right, so Bristol City are the next opposition. What's your assessment of them right now?
Very, very strong side, very good players, very good. Everything about them at the minute's full of confidence and life and energy. Got a really difficult game Saturday, but that's part and parcel of where you're at, isn't it?
They are a team that have evolved very quickly over the course of several months, aren't they? Have you been impressed looking on from afar as to how a side that struggled for a large part of last season all of a sudden now are looking like one of the contenders for promotion?
I don't think they're looking like one of the contenders for promotion. They aren't they? There's no getting away from that. They are the real deal. You know, certainly in Steve, they've got a manager who's been great experience of managing. You know, the team play, they exude confidence at the minute. They've got belief in what they're doing. You know, they've got goal scorers, they've got people who can defend, they've got a fan base, they've got a great stadium. You know, they're not contenders for promotion. They are, obviously, in my opinion, a team that will definitely go up. You know, what the rest of us must do is try and acquit ourselves on the day to the best of our abilities and certainly go there, what we will do with no fear, no inhibitions about the game, and do our best to win a football game.
So how do you, given all that then, how do you, as Chesterfield, then approach this one down there?
Park the bus.
Really? That would be a change, wouldn't it?
It would be a change. We'll approach it in the same manner that we go to all the games in to Orient. We'll be backed by great support. We'll go away in the belief that we'll win the game. And our players, when we get on the coach tomorrow, have that belief that we'll win the game. Unfortunately, in football, you don't always get what you think you might get. If that means we've gone to Bristol and we've done everything we can to win the game and we haven't won, we'll move on to Oldham. We're going there to try and win a football game. To do that, we must get men forward and we must hit Bristol City. And that's what we'll be working on, certainly this morning, which is what we've done, and we'll take that into our training tomorrow.
Given what you know about them and obviously yourselves, do you feel it might be one of those open games? Because the perception of a Cotterill team can sometimes be quite direct. However, this season, all those myths, if you like, it seems to have been dispelled.
Again, you can't speak, you know, Bristol City are top of the league for a reason. They've got very good players. You know, we haven't been involved in too many 0-0 draws. You know, we do have a style of play. If you go back to likes of the Fleetwood game, for example, away from home, I thought we were excellent first half. I really thought we played well. On that day, we never converted any of our chances. You know, since then, we've had lads coming back from fitness. We've got goals in the team, which is what we've always felt we've had. We've never been embroiled in, as I said earlier, in the like that we can't score or where we score from. Certainly going to Bristol, do I think we'll create chances on the day? Yes, definitely do. Do I think they will? Yes, I definitely do. Do I think it'll be an entertaining game? For sure.
So what's your stamp on what you've seen so far? I mean, a lot of managers talk about the 10-game marker as a time for reflection. You obviously had that now. What's your view then?
I think they're brave. Nowadays with football management, when you see, like, and I don't know the reasons why Billy McKinley left Watford, I think if you're looking for 10 games now as a manager, you're getting quite caught. I'm surprised managers relocate now and even move houses, because you're getting to that point now where you might as well live in a hotel. I think after 10 games, 20 games, if you want to make things, I just prepare for the next game. I said last week about the Sheffield United game, it's a big win. If we won at Bristol City, it's an even bigger win. But you get 3 points. You know, my philosophy on football will always be the same. Don't disrespect any point that's available to you during the season. Come the end of the season, you'll be clamouring for that point. We're going along okay at the minute. Our lads are firmly grounded in what they do and what they believe in doing. And hopefully it'll continue to the next game and the next game. But as for looking for 10 games and 20 games, there's a lot of managers left the jobs already now and they haven't got to 10 games, have they? So football's not in a great place for that, in my opinion.
But in terms of sending out a message and perhaps an extra lift, I mean, should Chesterfield turn Bristol City over? I mean, that would be significant, wouldn't it? I mean, to beat the team that everybody expects to be around the promotion places, not title winners, in May.
Again, you can only prepare for a football game. If you prepare for a game with the intention of not winning, then what's the point of going there? You know, if you can't look forward and see yourselves winning a football game, and, you know, your lads must have that belief that they can. For us to go to Bristol City and win on Saturday, we must play very well. We must ride our luck at times. We must have everything that goes with winning away from home. And during that 90 minutes, you'll go through highs and lows of what makes you win away. Normally, the other team might hit the post, or the keeper makes a great save. There's always defining moments in any football match. But what we do, you know, and our fans fully acknowledge that we'll go there and play the game in the style that we believe it should be played. We'll enjoy the game, and we'll certainly get plenty of men forward trying to score goals.